There's an army that is rising out of dry bones. Global Body Bureau, a home of encounters, transformation, and miracles by the power of God. A place where rooted, rugged, and dogged generous are raised. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onishi. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bureau's Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated, on Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bureau's Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. Sit back and listen as the president of the ministry, Pastor Victor Onicha, bring forth God's words.
Lord Jesus, we give you praise for this afternoon. Whenever we kneel behind the podium, we count it a great privilege. Thank you for your grace upon our lives. Lord, this afternoon we have gathered unto you. Unto you shall the gathering of your people be. Lord, I plead with you this afternoon that you will heal the sick. You will deliver the oppressed. Let your word, let it give us direction. We plead with you that your word will come like never before. Lord, correct us. Lord, rebuke us. Lord, we ask that you will defy us this afternoon. We ask at the end of today's service that your name alone will be glorified. It's a commitment and a vow that all the glory belongs to you and to you alone. Do that which only you will do in our lives. Let Jesus alone be glorified this afternoon. Jesus' mighty great name, we pray. Celebrate Jesus with a clap offering. To your right, to your left, welcome somebody. Shake the hand of somebody. Hallelujah.
God is this changing. It's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. My status is changing. No more decline.
No more decline.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to better days.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way,
on my way,
on my way,
on my way,
I'm on my way,
to better days,
to better days,
I'm on my way.
The next law, the next key that guarantees lasting success is what I call commitment to your plans and visions. Commitment to your plans and visions. Commitment to your plans and visions. Beloved, it's one thing to plan. It's one thing to have a vision for life. It's another thing to be committed to that plan. To be committed to that vision. The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse number 29. Proverbs 22, verse 29.
Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men.
See thou a man diligent in his business. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Now let's look at another translation. NIV. NIV said, do you see someone skilled in his work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officers of low rank. Any man that is diligent, the word diligent is the word committed, is the word devoted. So when you hear me mention diligent, commitment, and devotion, we are talking of the same thing. Seeth a man diligent, committed to his life assignment, to his business. I am a businessman, I'm committed to my business. Seeth that a man committed to ministry. God has called me into ministry. When you are committed to it, there's an assurance. You will not stand before low class men. You will stand before kings. You had a dream the other day. You saw yourself with the fathers of faith. You had a dream the other day. You flew abroad. The person that came to welcome you from the airport was Benahim. Oh, great servant of God. But you will need to be committed to your vision for you to have the manifestation of that dream. Or else forget it. The body of Christ will like prophecy. Now, if I begin to move in the prophetic now, and look at Emeka and said, I see in the spirit, you'll be touching trillions in the next 2 years. Emeka will kneel down and say, Pastor, hey, Jesus, Pastor, thank you, sir. Hey, Papa, hey, oh God. Among all the crowd, I was located by prophecy. If this guy don't go and work on his company, on his business, he'll be very shocked. In 2 years' time, he'll be as poor as church rat, the way they used to say it. Because after prophecy, you will need to be committed to that which God has put in your hands. God told Moses, when Moses was crying before God, the way many of us have been crying, God told Moses, what is it in your hand? He said, a rod, straight forth to your rod. It's what you have that God will bless. Write it down. It's what you have that God will bless. Jesus wanted to feed the 5,000. And they had to look for a boy with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And Jesus had to multiply. So it's what you have in your hands that God will multiply. At the end of this meeting, God is going to supply grace to every one of us to be committed to our life assignment. Mommy, hear this. That little provision shop, that business you are doing, your millions, your trillions is in that business. Pay attention to it. Hear this. I and my wife, we told ourselves that our life will reflect the glory of God. Will not be a disgrace to the name of God. Hear this. Men of God, ministers of the gospel, hear this. Your success in life is in that ministry which God has committed into your hand. If you give your best to it, the world will hear your voice. It's one thing for God to tell you that you are great. It's another thing for you to walk it out. Walk out your salvation. Today, walk out your destiny. Walk it out. That ministry, hear this. Global body members, even God knows that I'm working it out. See, hear this. I'm working it out in the place of prayer, in the place of fasting, in the place of the word. I take my time to prepare messages that will bless your life. Not stories. If I continue saying stories to you, you'll get tired, right? But every Sunday you are hearing principles upon principles. This is how it works. Men of God, hear this. Hear this. The people that are making it is on the strength of their working things out. Working things out. There was someone on the board that said, while they were building Canaan land, he said he leaves the office by 2 a.m. and goes to work by 5 a.m. Question, sir, why not stay in the office? These guys, they are laboring with their life and with their hearts. Lay your right hand on your chest. Lord, I receive grace to walk. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Take your seat in God's presence. The Message Bible, I like the way it puts it. Message Bible. It said, observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand. And admired. They don't take the back bench. Observe people that are good at their work. Those that are working with their hearts, they are devoted, they are committed. Observe them. He said they are always in demand, meaning people place demand for them. Come and bless our life. Please, we will need your product. Please, we want you to please make this dress for us. They are not at the back seat. Those that are the back seat are the lazy ones. Those that looks at the sky and say, ah, rain is about falling, so let me rest. Those that are on a constant pace, they like their bed. They sleep in the night from around 8 p.m. and wake up by 7 a.m. And when it's 11 o'clock, they still want to sleep till around 3 o'clock. Let me see, Esther. In this generation, such ones, you will need wisdom because time is already, it's already fast spent. The book of Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 4. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Fill me up, Lord. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 4.
He becometh poor that delayeth with the slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich.
He became poor that deals with the slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh what? Rich. And look at NIV. It said, lazy hands make for poverty. Meaning, if your hands are lazy, if you are a lazy person, poverty is your destination. But the diligent hand brings wealth. When a man is hardworking, when a man is committed, when a man is devoted, he must arrive at the place called wealth. He must be wealthy. He must be successful. I want you to place your right hand on your chest and say, Lord, take away laziness from my life. Take away laziness from my life. Take away laziness from my life. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 4. Let the scripture speak for itself.
Proverbs 12, verse number 20. It says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute.
Now look at NIV. It's a diligent hand will rule, but laziness end in forced labor. Have you seen elderly men 40 years, 50 years, 60 years in modern market? And when they bring trailers, they are the ones that offloads the bags of rice on their back. Why they were young, why they had time to walk, they were trying to do mommy's boy, daddy's boy. While I was 20 years, I packed out of my father's house because I saw his future. My mom is a good businesswoman. My dad was a civil servant. But I saw a future beyond them that they will not be there for me. As a matter of fact, at the age of 14, I started taking responsibility for myself. Those times, I had the camera that I used in snapping and all of that. I was having pocket money for myself. If they continue petting you, there are several young people that want to pack out of their father's house. Your mom told you, say, no. Ah, why are you packing for what? My mom told me the same thing. I saw a future. I said, mommy, please bless me. All I need is your blessing. Let me go and make meaning with my life. Today, if he comes to my house, he's comfortable because God is helping my son. Now, that time when I was packing, it was not fun. When she even came to my house and saw that it was marked, that I started life from the scratch. I wanted to have a testimony for my generation. So all this one, my uncle is not helping me. My this is not helping me. Who helped your own father? Who helped your own mother? And in case your parents are wealthy, don't allow their wealth to overshadow your eyes. Because hear this, in case you are the second born or the third born, there are sometimes that the first born, the first house that they gave back to me, a time came the first son went and sold the properties. Only for them to come one day, the lawyer was giving them quick notice. What happened? The first son have gone to sell the house and ran with the money. And look at his signature. And he's the next of king. So don't mortgage your destiny for anybody. We came differently to the face of the earth. Your elder brother, let him manifest his own destiny. You manifest your own destiny. Plan for your life and be committed to your plan. Wave your hands to Jesus. Wave your hands to Jesus. I get angry when I see elderly men riding bike. At the age of 60, this man is still riding bike. How much will he get when he needed to rest? That's when he's laboring. That I may not be laboring like a fool. Pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute. That I may not be laboring like a fool.
Jesus,
take your seat in God's house. Let me show us the concept of walk. Because many times when we say walk, those of us that are New Testament Christian, we will say in the New Testament, there's nothing like walk. Let me show you the revelation of walk in the New Testament. Hey, we are not under the law, so we should not walk. Jesus has paid the price. Tell me the truth. Check your hand in your pocket. Bring out money. Let's. There are sometimes we use scriptures. Yeah, the scriptures is there. And see, hear this. If God should speak to us now through prophecy, this is what God will say. My son, it is settled. You know, many of us, we like, see, the truth about the matter, there are sometimes I look upon people and God will say, he's a wealthy man. I heard it from God. But if you don't go and make that promise to walk, you're on your own. This is the problem in the church. So much prophecy. So much you are blessed. Yes, you are blessed. The truth about the matter, we are blessed. By what Jesus did on the cross, I'm a tribunia. I have all that I need. But hear this. I will have to work out ministry. I will have to work out business for money to enter into my pocket. You don't speak in tongues to buy food from the market. You don't speak in tongues to buy a car. You will need to give cash to buy a car. So we will need to know this, that we will need to walk. So what is the concept of walk? Let me open our eyes to it. Take your seat in God's house. Look at the very words of Jesus in John chapter 9, verse number 4. John chapter 9, verse number 4. That I may not be laboring like a fool.
John 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk.
Ah. Jesus was speaking. Our master. Our perfect example. He said, I must walk. So if Jesus must walk, who are you that you don't want to walk? Who are you that don't want to walk the business out? You don't want to walk your academics out. You don't want to walk the ministry out. Jesus said, while you are young, while you are still a teenager, while you are still in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, because the night cometh, because a day will break upon you. You are 60 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old, when there's no strength. When there's no strength, that's the evening moment of your life. So if you don't want to be among people that will pack and go to the village, and the next thing the villagers will gather around you, I said, tell us the story while you are in Abuja, while you are in Makurdi. Just tell us. Just then they're just, oh, your English is good. Oh God, your English. English. And you know that English doesn't make life to be better for people, right? Your English. It is your English. Kai. Hit us again. That you say one big word. They say, Kai. Too much. Those days we had a man around our house area while I was living at the pastorium. So there's a place that is closer to our house around that side. You see elderly people go to play chess. So there was one that was called, they said, Professor is as tattered as anything. The guy went to school, but he retired and he's tired. And the best he can do with his life. So we'll be speaking big English and we'll hail it, Professor. The kind of destiny I want to live, I want to act out scriptures. The Bible said, while Abraham was stricken in age, the Lord had blessed him with what? With all things. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. All that he had. The Lord had blessed him with all things, not with some things. Note this. Walk in the New Testament talks of your action, obedience, and partnership. New Testament Christian, hear this. When we talk of walk in the New Testament, we are talking of your action, your obedience, and your partnership. The reason why we walk is part of the actions I needed to take. Meaning after you have fell under the power of God, after I have prophesied on your life, Papa, when you prophesied favor, I noticed that I fell under the power. I felt something on me. I could not hold it. I was on the ground. After you received that impartation, you go back to your workplace tomorrow and continue engaging the kids. After you fell under power, you go back to your office tomorrow. That's the only time that the grace of God can locate you, that they can promote you. BSc student, by the time I pour oil on your hands, anointing for your exams, then you go back to read. I have been anointed. After the anointing service, you go back and read. So when you, the things you read, there's a message when they read, they enter the exam, everything will leave their minds. It's a manipulation from the kingdom of darkness. There are many of us that in our family that said, nobody will go to the university. And you broke that record. Glory be to God. Then you need to keep it in the place of prayer. So after the prayers, after the anointing, there's a place for the anointing. Then you go back to read. Before you open your book, you're praying, Holy Ghost, give me areas of concentration. Then you put your face in the book like a fleet. You spend 7 hours. You are reading. Somebody comes and is blowing your head. Don't worry. Tell him, when I pass this thing, you will know. And sometimes friends can come to discourage you. Say, Kai. Guy, it's smoke. Those kind of friends, please put them one side. You get it now. Then sometimes they call you Bukuru. Bukuru. So walk. It's your action. Your own part. Your obedience and your partnership. Take your seat in God's house. Walk. Number 2. Equals obedience to the believer of today. So your walk It's your obedience. It's your partnership with God to bring the promises of God to pass. So if you want the promise of God to come to pass in your life, you will have to walk it out. So hear this now. Any day you come for a meeting and God opens my eyes by prophecy and I give you a prophetic word, write it down. When you write it down, this is what we do. I have a prophetic book. Everyone that prophesied on my life, I write down the prophecy. God is not a man that should lie. It's neither the son of man that will repent from what? From his word. Yes, God uses servants. There are so many things that God will say is for the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years. Is that clear? Now, there was a prophecy several years ago that the Ministry of Global Body Mirrors, we have an outreach in BSU, meaning organized by the ministry. And it was fulfilled last week. I've preached in BSU countless times, but this one we went ourselves. We partnered with Edosphere, and the meeting was a success. The exclusive of Edosphere, the Lord bless you. Sir, the Lord bless you. Thanks for coming. The Lord bless you. Wow. These people are wonderful people. The Lord bless you. Thanks for coming. Hallelujah. Hear this. When you get a prophecy from any man of God, write it down. After you have written it down, the next thing you need to do is strategy to bring this prophecy to pass. Strategy. So you begin to pray. You begin to engage your brain. And before you discover, prophecy comes to pass. Hallelujah. So everyone, we need to partner with what? With prophecy. In Genesis chapter 2, everyone. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 8. Walk is not a curse. Walk is not a curse. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 8. Then we'll jump to verse number 15 and 16. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 8.
And the Lord God planted the garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 15.
Yes.
And the Lord God took the man that he had and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
Now look at verse number 15. And the Lord took the man and put him in what? In the garden of Eden. To what? To dress it. Somebody say walk. To dress and keep it. God created man. Adam, he kept him in the garden. He told him, he said, dress this garden and keep it. Now look at verse number 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. In other words, the garden you dress and you keep, that's the one you eat from it. Dress the garden, keep it. So as you are dressing, as you are keeping it, that is the garden. Don't forget that you will eat from it too. What is God saying? Your business. Dress your business. Work your business, because that is where you will eat from. That is where the future of your children will spring out from. Bless God for my mom. At the moment, all the children we are graduates. She and my late dad, they did their best. People must go to school. Meaning, from your masters, whatever you want to do is in your hand. PhD is in your hand, but just to the first degree, you must get, you must have it. From the business, we grew up to meet her business. She continued growing her business. Young people, hear this. It's a privilege that at this point of your life, you have a business doing. Now all you don't need to do is grow the business. As a matter of fact, don't envy your neighbor. Just pay time to your business. Last week, I recommend daily contribution. I recommend weekly contribution. There are business people that are into full contribution. If I get this one for the next 3 months, for the next 6 months, there's a one for 2 months, there's one of 3 months, 6 months, end of the year. So as the money comes, you invest it back in the business. This is how to work things out. The last time that manna fell was in the Old Testament. I believe in miracle money. I have gotten a lot upon a lot. Yes. But let's not depend on COVID-19 loan. Let's not depend on miracle money. Uncle, send me the money and things like that. I told the BSC student that you can graduate from school and you are with 300,000. The money that they sent to you, you saved the money, knowing fully well that when you graduate, you'll be face to face with destiny. And I tell everyone that has his degree, when you go for NYC, when you are coming back, don't return to your father's house. It's a curse. They gave you their best to train you in the university. Primary school, secondary school. Then you went, you collected all the allowance. Then you still return back. Then it's my father's house. Him too, you should go to his father's house. What is wrong with you? Your mate are 21 years old and they are already married. So why are you saying, it's my father's house? Even see some person, they'll carry their father's car key. And the way they'll be doing it like this, it's not your own, it's your father's own. Drop it down. There's certain fake lifestyle I don't like. When my late dad, when he died, he left his car. I told myself, I will not ride. I was not delivering myself. You know, there's this kind of way you carry the car and just go and visit your friend. Then the next 5 years, they don't see the car again. After everybody saw you with car. I don't like that kind of lifestyle. Then your uncle bring car. Then you carry it. Then you bring it to tent. So that we'll see. Calm down. It's the blessings of the Lord that make it rich. And added what? So when God is the one blessing you, it's ahead. From one level to another. So brother, if you are still trekking, trek honorably and be savings. I like Igbo men. Oh God. You see an Igbo man, he will wear one t-shirt and slipper. Don't try that guy. There's so much money in his account. He's just trying to build a destiny. A day comes, he has built his house. Another day comes, you see him with his car. All those times he was doing all those things, he was saving. Let's be wise in church. You get it now? Let's be wise. Walk out things. Take your seat in God's house. If God is helping us today, say amen. So be committed to your assignment. Be committed to your vision. Be committed to your goals in life. It all lies on commitment. Hear this. Prayer and fasting without walking will lead to total failure in life. Prayer and fasting without walking will lead to total failure in life. So as you fast, we have 1 day dry fast in June, first week of June, first, second, and third is our 3 days dry fast. In this commission, we fast a lot. We pray a lot. So that is why I'm saying the things I'm saying. Apostle Paul said, I fast more than ye all. I pray more than ye all. If you know the kind of things I do, you'll even be begging God for me. Because 24 hours is not enough for me. So if you want to follow me, as I'm fasting, as I'm praying, which is good, I love people less pressing to God. But still it, I still walk. So tell your neighbor, it's time to walk. So tomorrow, go to your business center with the oil that are blessed at the beginning of the year. No, we brought oil. I hope you are still with your oil today, BSU student. I will bless it. It's part of my assignment. Anointing service, you brought oil for impartation. After that, hear this. This is what a wise businessman to do. A wise businesswoman. This is what to do. You carry the oil and go to your shop as early as 7 o'clock. Not 10 o'clock, not 11 o'clock. When all the money customers, they have gone to another shop. Then you are coming by 11. Ba. No. As early as 7 o'clock, you are already in your business center. Then you pour the oil. You make prophetic declaration and you enter and get set to receive your customers. Is somebody getting it? Not get set to go and sleep. Hallelujah. I want to beg every one of us. It is time to walk. So what is commitment? As we draw the curtain close. Commitment is the act of giving your best to your assignment. Commitment is the act of giving your best to your assignment. Your goals and vision is the act of giving your best. This is my best. Your best to your assignment. Your best to your goals. Your best to your vision. Your best to your plans. I'm a businessman. I give my best to my business. So the question is, have you been giving your best? If no, start giving your best. From tomorrow morning, give your best. As a student, give your best to your academics. You are in ministry, give your best to ministry. Number two, what is commitment? Commitment is the quality of being dedicated. It's the quality of being dedicated. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10a. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10a. Yes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might.
Whatsoever thy hands findeth to do, my hand has found fashion designing, do it with your might. Give your best to it. My hands have found ministry. At this point of my life, the Lord said, do ministry. Give it your best. At this point, I am a sales boy. I'm a sales girl. Who told you are going to end as a sales girl? No, you will not end as a sales girl. So what you just need to do is give your best to your boss now, because seed time and harvest time will never cease. You give your best to his business now. Tomorrow, other persons will serve you with their heart. Whatever your hand findeth to do. Sir, I have my first degree. Look for a job to do. No, it's Chevron. I want to work. I want to work in NNPC. And that work has not come. Look for something now and do. Pastor, should I teach in a secondary school? Yes. Go and teach. Sir, the money is 20,000. Teach. Whatsoever. Your hand find it. Meaning what you can find for now, do it with your might. Give your best to it. Be dedicated to it. Number three, commitment is defined as the willingness to employ the required forces and wisdom towards a set goal. Commitment is defined as the willingness to employ the required forces and wisdom towards a set goal. There are required forces and wisdom that you must apply to arrive at greatness. So hear this. I've said it time without number. It takes keys to arrive at the place called success. Not just one key. It takes keys. Now I've been able to share with us at least four. And I promise 30 of them. So every Sunday I'm going to be releasing it. Next Sunday is going to be a bomb on this mountain. I'm going to teach you the shortest way to destiny. I've engaged it. It has worked for me. My own father in the Lord engaged it. It worked for him. All the people that are rising that I know, that was the key that they engaged. Don't miss next Sunday for any reason. Number four, what is commitment? Commitment is also defined as hard work. Then in bracket, smart work. Hard work. In brackets, smart work. There's something called hard work, which everyone must engage. Brother, sitting down with your books for 5 hours is hard work. Sometimes sleep is coming. You go and take your bit, or you put your leg inside the water. TDB, I must read till morning. Hard work. Your business platform. You go as early as 7 o'clock. Where are you going? I'm going to my office. You like money? Yes. Why am I in Makodi? And you are closing by 7 p.m. If you go to the east, there are some shops that open 24 hours. I don't know the problem with our people in Makodi. Rain fell, they will close shop by 4. Go to the east. There are some shops that are running 24 hours. Meaning we are not on earth to play. We want to make it. And there are 20 people to, and you discuss, that man will go for Bible study, but his job is still on. My wife traveled, the pharmacy is still on. There's a wisdom we need. Work is not a substitute for faith, for prayer, and for fasting. Work is not a substitute for faith, for prayer, for fasting. There's no substitute to work. Meaning, my prayer will cover my work. It's a lie. God to know I'm fasting. You know. Pastor, even you to me, I came for the 3 days drive. After that, in work, my brother. work is not a substitute. You can't substitute it for hard work. You have to work hard. I pray for you. As we begin to engage the keys, life will begin to work for us. As I leave your way here today, it's either tomorrow you are carrying bags of rice, or you are carrying bags of semen. The other day I saw a man 50 years old. See, you could see gray. This guy is with gray hair. He was loading cement to a shop. Cement. Why? There are certain things I should not do at my old age. I'm telling you the truth. There are certain things I should never do at my old age. Now I should do it. Sister, don't do fine girl and abort the future. Brother, don't do fine boy and abort the future. Mommy, daddy, don't just relax now. There's so much to do. A good man liberty and inheritance for his children. Children, rise to your feet. Lord, I receive grace to walk. Rise to your feet, everyone. Lord, I receive grace to walk. I receive grace to walk. I receive grace to walk. Ogenedo. Lord, I receive grace to walk. I don't want to suffer at my old age. Somebody come and pray. I don't want to suffer at my old age. I receive grace to walk now. I receive grace to walk. I receive grace to walk. I pray for you. The grace that you need to walk, let it be released to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
No rest until you take your destiny serious.
Amen.
But everyone that heard the sound of my voice today, Holy Spirit, give them no rest until they press into their destiny.
Amen.
The next 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, it will be said that you are at the place called destiny.
Amen.
Fulfilling destiny.
Amen.
And doing great things.
Amen.
In all your endeavors.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've been greatly blessed. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onyeche. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Bodybuilders Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated. On Instagram and Telegram at Global Bodybuilders Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. We love and celebrate you.